It is time now for our Tuned In program, and it's a little something special today on WKEI as we are paying tribute to our friend Linda Bowles, who is being honored by the governor this week for the Volunteer Service Award. And Linda, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be back here again.
Yes, Etta LaFlora joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, let's get into this. Etta, you nominated Linda for this award, and tell us about your choice and why you decided to do that.
Okay, well, this award is offered every year, and we were informed, like in February, that there wasn't many applicants, you know, for our area, and so we thought about Linda because she actually retired from her other job at the director of the Salvation Army, but then she was looking for another opportunity to serve, and that's when we thought about AmeriCorps. She knew we were recruiting in the area. And so we just wrote up something about her and what she does in our community to help the community, and we thought she would be a good candidate. And Linda, we're honored to be here with you today, and we congratulate her for receiving that Governor's Volunteer Service Award.
It's something. You don't slow down, do you?
No. No, I feel that if I keep busy, I'll keep healthy.
Absolutely. So talk about when you were told that you were going to receive this honor from the governor, how'd you feel?
Well, I felt very humble and unworthy. I mean, what I do is I just want to give back to the community because this is a great little community and there's so many people that need to be helped within the community. You know, I really didn't feel like I was deserving of it because what I do is I just go to work and I just love on the people that I have and I just help them and I just want to make them smile. And it doesn't have anything to do with getting an award. It just has to do with just being friendly and making my clients feel special. And you know, Sean, when you work with disabled people, there's a lot of people, if they don't know them, they don't want to treat them with respect and with love. And all of the clients that we have, they're just special people. And I believe I get more blessings out of them than what they do out of me. Because if I just get a chance to see them smile, to see them laugh, to see them achieve their goals that they have, then that makes my day all worthwhile.
Absolutely. Now, you were placed at Abilities Plus through AmeriCorps, is that right?
That's correct.
Yes. We actually have a partnership with Literacy Volunteers of Illinois, and the director there is Dorothy Miazzo. And when the prison was closing for the juveniles, an opportunity came available, well, we asked for an opportunity to have AmeriCorps in the community to branch out. And Linda actually was one of the agencies of the Salvation Army that wanted to get an AmeriCorps person up there. And then that's why she was so familiar with the AmeriCorps program. And right now there's 5 local nonprofit agencies that utilize the services of AmeriCorps.
Abilities Plus talked to us and they said they could not be happier having you there and how you've just made the people we work with so very, very happy.
Well, that's nice for Abilities to say about me. I enjoy my job. And if you enjoy your job, it isn't a job. It's just a fun place that you go every day. And I just love my clients and can relate to them. And I greet them in the morning and we just all talk about what happened the night before, what happened on our favorite sports teams. And we just talk back and forth and we discuss the weather and whether it's good or bad. And I just have great interaction between them. And so that makes my relationship with them good. And it makes it a fun day for me to go because I know a little bit about them as a person.
And you've had such a challenge this year, as everybody has, but specifically in your challenge and what you do in volunteering with the people with developmental disabilities, obviously they're so vulnerable in a situation like this. What's it been like the past few months trying to help them and help them process what's going on?
Well, we really haven't. The state has kept us closed from the middle of March clear up until September 1st. And our clients that live in the residential homes, they are still in their homes. And the ones that live with their parents or guardians, then some of them have chosen to come back. And so last year was a different year than this year, of course. So last year I taught like basic classes like safety, what to do in a fire, what to do in a storm, what to do in warm weather or cold weather, personal hygiene, because that's sometimes a problem with people who have disabilities, how to clean, mm-hmm. anger management, job skills, you know, such as how to fill out an application, because a lot of them don't know that, how to do an interview, how to make a good first impression when they're going in for that interview, and also how to be able to keep that job and what they need in order to be able to do that. And so then I take the clients out in the community, like to the animal shelter or out to eat or to the library. I also monitored breaks and was in the computer room. And by doing these duties, then I free up the regular employees for abilities so they can go on with their other duties and they're not doing double duties. But this year, since everything is different and we really don't want to take our clients out into the community, I've been moved to a different department, and so a lot of the clients I deal with now are just on one-on-one. And so I have three clients, and those three clients I work with every day, and we're in our own room, and so it's just a good time to know some of them.
I imagine this is it's quite a unique situation.
It is. And it's really sad that the bowling alley is going out, because we take our clients bowling and they all really like to enjoy doing that. And this year, our night to remember, our prom sponsored by Tim Tebow, that was canceled because that would have been in May and everything was kind of closed up by May. And also our Special Olympics was canceled. And that was really hard for our clients because those are three activities that they really look forward to doing. And it gives them a chance to be out to do things that regular people do. And so it's just a special night for them and a special time for them when they can go out and do that. And so we're hoping this gets over with pretty quickly so that the restrictions leave and so our people can go back out in the community.
Yeah.
Because that makes them feel important.
Absolutely. Now, I imagine a situation like we've been in for the past 6 months kind of shines a light on just how much you need people like Linda.
Right. It does. And actually, Linda, we were down with COVID, but she continued to email me and call me, and she wanted to know what she could do, even though her agency was closed. So we were checking around, trying to find things for her to do. So Linda, she was helping at the food pantry, mm-hmm. Kiwani Food Pantry. And then when that still wasn't very many hours, she wanted to know what else she could do. And then we were able to arrange for her to check, and we checked, and she was able to help at the
resale store.
Yeah, the resale store for Abilities Plus. Hmm. So she was able to put several hours in there. So whatever opportunity that she could help still, and when she was comfortable and not putting herself at risk, she was able to do it. So we really appreciate Linda. She says she has to stay busy, and we and we will keep her busy.
You know, there are only 24 hours in a day.
Well, I know, and I don't sleep real well, so, you know, my mind's always working. What else can I do? What else can I do? And that, but, you know, I just have this this feeling that I need to give back. I need to do things for the community, and that's what makes me happy. That gives me a lot of joy, and there's so much need around within our community and in the world for people to go out and to help other people. You can always find something to do if you look for it.
And I imagine this is the kind of thing when you see somebody awarded like this, it's got to be heartwarming for you to be able to facilitate that.
Yes, it was. It was. We were really happy, and I sent the email out to all the members for them to sign on the meetings tomorrow on Zoom, the actual ceremony. I told Linda it was, you know, before we used to have to go to the Governor's Mansion in Springfield, but we couldn't do it this year.
Right.
But we're really glad that they're going to do that ceremony tomorrow to honor Linda.
Yeah, but we miss out on good food.
The best part of these things is the free meal.
That's right, that's right.
Are you looking forward to tomorrow, though, still? Even though, I mean, it's not going to be the same as it was, but...
I am looking forward to it. You know, when I received the email from them, she said that this was a very prestigious award and that I should be very honored and very pleased that I received it. I read somewhere in our AmeriCorps information that there were over 3,000 AmeriCorps volunteers in the state, more than that. And, you know, only 200 were nominated, and only 24 actual people and three businesses got an award. So, you know, that is quite achievement, whether I deserve it or not. You know, I told her, I sent an email back to her, and I said, I'm very humbled and very honored, but I think that there are other people that deserve an award more than I do, because, you know, when you work to serve people and to help people out, you don't do it for praise, and you don't do it for awards. You just do it because it's something that comes natural to you.
Well, that's why we're all very glad that Etta did this on your behalf.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Etta.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, Etta LaFlora, Linda Bull, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean.